been listening to King's Portion Live with web host Catherine Joy Foster.
Welcome back to King's Portion, where the theme of our program today is living with overcoming faith. We say that our faith is so powerful that you only need a little to move the mountain. And all that means it requires in us to have is pure and sure faith. We're going to look in Hebrews, the 10th chapter, and beginning with the 22nd verse. From the Amplified Version, it reads, "Let us all come forward and draw near with true, honest, sincere hearts in unqualified assurance and absolute conviction engendered by faith, by that leaning of the entire human personality on God in absolute trust and confidence in His power, wisdom, and goodness, having our hearts sprinkled and purified from a guilty, evil conscience, and our bodies cleansed with pure water." Verse 23, "So let us seize and hold fast and retain without wavering the hope we cherish and confess in our acknowledgement of it. For He who promised is reliable, sure, and faithful to His word." So we're believing that we know for sure that God is not a liar. We don't have to waver in any form, but we can move forward with a heart that is pursuing after God and the desires of His heart. So when He looks at the motives of our heart, then He sees that we are leaning on Him and on every source that He has and every resource that He has. And we believe Him to the end of our faith, showing that we're going to have a life that is in action because of our faith, our overcoming faith, the faith that shows us that we are secure and holding fast to our God. It is not standing out there alone, but is attached to who we believe. Not just we believe in, but who we believe. Jesus, the master of God's house, in whom we are part of. So don't separate your life from Him. You live in Him and move in Him and have all your being in Him. Now let's listen to the second selection by Life Camp, entitled "Life in Action."
To the center stage, fam, never been afraid. Show the world I give him praise. Ha! And it's more than lip services. I decrease, He increase, no nervousness. I pose this question, tell me what your life really like. When it comes to kingdom walking, talking, is it really tight? Or are you fake? You're falling victim to the flesh. 1 Corinthians 13:11, I suggest you put your childish ways behind. Be more bolder. Show them what it means to be a kingdom soldier. And hit the masses like a Catholic nun. We bar none, come get some of this good, good N-E-W-S. He paid the price, but His love priceless. And I'm still on the corner, swagger unlike there. Preaching Christ, He's my Father, and I'm His heir.
We preaching life to the masses. Living in tents for Christ, not passive. Life is passive, live life with passion. This is life in action. If you like, get your hands up, get your
seeing life camp in action. Shining on lights, camera, action. And our director's a perfectionist, so follow his directions, no director's cut. We got a 66 book script, full of how you live life and it look good. Ain't no occasion, no occupation, face it. This is a daily application. Man, we Christians, sin won't be mixed in. Life is God's, let them reign dear like blitzing. So less talking, but more walking. Put your life in action, though it's rough like dark skin. But if you want to apply to log in to a life that requires strong men, remember that your life of Christ, Truman Show. Like Jim, we're carried through a Truman Show.
This is more than just getting off the couch.
Get up,
putting on your clothes and getting out the house.
Fine.
More than church going and getting your praise on. Cause if your life don't match your words,
they just throwing.
John
4:24,
Acts 1:24. The King knows your heart and what you're living for. And if it's not for him, then you don't know him. And the King's not ignoring your words,
they just foreign.
Animated Ruby playing 1 Sam 2:3. Words versus action, find out was really weighed. Dwayne in the living water spoke up in the King James. Not number 23, but Mac 1:23. Witness can fit it.
The world needs to get this.
If you live in tents, your life should depict it.
Unashamed of Christ,
then enlist to witness.
If you preach life,
then get your hands lifted.
Woo! Preaching life to the masses, living in tents for Christ, not passive. Life is passive, live life with passion. This is life in action. If you like, get your hands up, get your hands up.
If you like, get your hands up, get your hands up.
If you like, get your hands up, get your hands up.
If you like, get your hands up, get your hands up.
Yeah, please take note, life in action, this no joke. I promote and I write quotes. I bring life to the pen, no hoax. You just mope, and yeah, you soak. You stuck in your filth, huh? You need soap. Matter of fact, now you need zeal. Here, you can borrow some, there's no bill.
Yeah,
and I've got plenty. Stated simply, yes, he sent me.
Oh,
and I'm still here. Speak Chinese, me no fear. And I'm a standout, a replica. I rep him cause it's expected. Cause the devil can't stop me.
Action movie,
sit there and watch me.
Preaching life to the masses, living in tents for Christ, not passive. Life is passive, live life with passion. This is life in action. If you like, get your hands up, get your hands up.
If you like, get your hands up, get your hands up.
If you like, get your hands up, get your hands up.
If you like, get your hands up, get your hands up.
The theme of our program today is living with overcoming faith. You see, your faith is so powerful that you only need a little to move a mountain. The only thing your faith requires is that it is pure and that it is sure. We're going to look in Galatians, the 3rd chapter, beginning with the 11th verse, and it reads, "But that no man is justified by the law in the sight of God, it is evident. For the just shall live by faith. And the law is not of faith, but the man that doth them shall live in them. Christ hath redeemed us from the curse of the law, being made a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone that hangeth on a tree, that the blessing of Abraham might come on the Gentiles through Jesus Christ, that we may receive the promise of the Spirit through faith." So you may be saying today, well, how does that apply to you? You might need Jesus to come into your life to be the Lord and Savior of your life. So then you can have all the benefits of salvation that Jesus died for. He offered himself, his sacrifice, his offering to God for us as us. So then it's not something that we need to do by works, but it is to live by faith. And then we show our faith by our works, but it is through the grace of God that we are liberated. And therefore, he made everything perfect for us. For Jesus Christ made it possible for us to believe the impossible and to receive the impossible, with our overcoming faith. So the first place that you can use your faith is for the new birth, where you ask Jesus to come into your heart and be the Lord and Savior of your life. And if you'd like to do that today, why don't you repeat this prayer after me? Say, Dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, acknowledge that I'm a sinner and I need to be saved. And I ask you to cleanse me with the blood of Jesus, so that all things are passed away, and behold, all things are new. And all things are right. And I thank you for being the Lord and Savior of my life. And I thank you that now I can walk by faith and live with the overcoming faith, so that I can move mountains too. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Now, if you said that prayer, why don't you email us at info@kingsportionlive.com. That's info@kingsportionlive.com. And we'll send you some encouragement along the way. Now, let's return to the remaining portions of King's Portion after this message from our sponsor. We invite you to visit our new interactive website. Please log on to www.kingsportionlive.org. That's www.kingsportionlive.org. We believe that you will discover something that will speak to the royal blood in you. Thanks for staying tuned for the conclusion of our program today, which bears the theme, Living with Overcoming Faith. Faith is so powerful that you only need a little to move a mountain. The requirements are that it is to be sure and it is to be pure. It is to lean on the whole personality of God and not on your own understanding. And that is the only way to live. We're going to give you one last verse. And that is from Romans, the 5th chapter, and the 1st and the 2nd verse. And it says, Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ, by whom also we have access by faith into this grace wherein we stand and rejoice in hope of the glory of God. We said, because everything is clear in our life, we are acquitted, and so we can stand before God sure and pure. That means that he gives us his shalom, a peace that is perfect. And he does that because of Jesus Christ standing with him, which then it gives us unlimited access. We can just walk into the throne room of God by faith. And we do this because of grace, not the law, not the works, but by grace, which is the influence we get from God. Wherein we're standing, we're able to be seated in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. And then what is our hope? Our hope is to receive the glory of God. At the end of every transaction, it is the glory of God. And the glory of God, I would say, it is the best that it can be in your life. So what is the conclusion? That living with overcoming faith is the only way to live. This is Catherine Joy Foster for King's Portion, where we speak to the royal blood in you.
Listening to The King's Portion with radio host Catherine Joy Foster. Today's podcast is available for download. Log on to blog.kingsportionlive.com or email info@kingsportionlive.com.